Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld's got an eye on traffic and weather. And Kevin Powell is at the sports desk. And on the phone is Sheriff Tom Dart. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm doing wonderful, Lisa. How are you doing?
Doing well. You know, always scared when I see what is happening. I don't identify myself as a scared person, but I'll tell you what, more so than ever, when I'm walking on the streets of Chicago, I'm looking over my shoulder, and I never used to do that. I used to feel so safe, and I think we're all a little on edge.
Yeah, you know, Lisa, I mean, it's interesting. There's been times in our history where people clearly have taken an isolated incident and blown it out of proportion to, for whatever the reason. But to your point, you're right on target. I mean, the numbers in the data all shows that in areas, particularly like the River North area and things like that, that the shootings have gone up, carjackings have gone up. And so that is, you know, real. And so people feeling ill at ease is very real as well. And so that's one of the reasons why we started getting more engaged from the sheriff's office and policing down in the downtown area with the Chicago Police Department. But we had not done that up until about 2 years ago. So we're doing now more of it than ever.
So this morning you had a press conference with Superintendent Brown, and you made the announcement about the new command post in the area of River North. Can you tell us about how that's going to be staffed and what the expectation is?
Well, you know, we'd started working down there a little bit here and there prior to the looting that had occurred a couple years ago. Then from that point on, we've been down there with a real steady presence. But the thing was, we didn't have a standalone police station, for lack of a better word. And it was really something we needed. We needed it for a load of reasons, for a place for our people to operate out of, but also a place where we could, you know, have our data and all the rest of the stuff that we'd like to have close to us. And so we started about 6 months ago trying to find a location. Then we had some business owners in the area who were fantastic helping us. And so about 3 months ago, we started it operating. And today we were announcing that it's fully operational and that we're going to be a full-time presence in the River North, Michigan Avenue corridor from here on out, which is going to be a regular one of our beats that we're going to be working on in conjunction with Chicago Police Department. And to your point, it's going to be something that you'll see multiple parts of our office. So you'll see our police cars and our police women and men out there, but then you'll also see other aspects of our office. We're going to have another group of people who are going to spend a majority of their time going up and down Michigan Avenue and the area right around there, talking to business people about issues and concerns they have. And then we also have another unit that's going to work on issues dealing with homelessness and the needs of that community, because that has been a bit of a problem in that general area as well. So it's going to have multiple components to it. And on any given day, it'll go between 25 to 50 people to up to 75 to 100 people, depending on what we're doing on what day.
But Sheriff, are we going to see you patrolling River North, or you're going to be working more behind the scenes with businesses and homeless groups and things such as that?
Both. So we'll be doing that aspect of it. And, you know, your old colleague, Ro Khan, he's going to be helping with the business side of that thing, working with that element. But then on the patrol side of it as well, we are actively have been doing that, will be doing that. And, Steve, we have Chicago's radios. They have our radios. Just the other night, not because of anybody dropping balls, but we were just closest. And so one of the people that was shot two or three nights ago, we were the first on the scene, and we're able to triage somebody then. And when we can get to scenes quicker, we will be making the arrests, but more often than that, we'll probably be backing up the Chicago Police Department. And then we're going to have some foot patrols and some bicycle patrols as well throughout the summer months as things are heating up weather-wise. We're going to be doing the walking and biking as well.
I know as things heat up, crime levels go up, but also I believe there's strength in numbers, Sheriff. I think that when more tourists and more people get into the city and the crowds are bigger, it kind of, you know, the good outweighs the evil. When we see these mobs of people who are, you know, jumping and dancing on cars and, you know, creating chaos, are they Are they gathering through social media, or is it just a text message chain that they're all gathering through?
Yeah, there's definitely that component to it. But as you know, Superintendent Brown was talking about today, I mean, they have parents who are dropping teenagers off. And trust me, I have teenagers. My wife and I have our fair share of them. And we understand that, you know, the teenagers like to do certain things. But you don't drop teenagers off at 10, 11 o'clock at night in the downtown area. You just don't do that. So it's a combination of things, but the social media component, to your point, Lisa, is very, very relevant, and it is very concerning, put it that way, because a lot of things do seem to generate from that and to circulate from that, and that's tricky at times, because a lot of that will bubble up in a hurry, and it makes it hard to respond quickly then. So there is that little element of sophistication in regards to it, too.
This is Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart. Do you get pushback when you spend more time in Chicago from other people who live in other parts of the county saying, hey, don't forget about us?
You know, there's always going to be that element. It's no different than when the Chicago Police Department has its somewhat perennial discussion, argument, whatever you want to call it, about beats and beats being restructured or officers being pulled out of one beat to respond to another. It's really data-driven. For the last 6 years, I think it's 6 or 7 years, I've had a full standing police office, a police station in the Austin community, and we've been operating that with a full complement of officers. That's their beat. They show up there every day. They have three shifts. We have civilians that work with the block clubs, and so we've been actively involved in areas where we have felt we can be of help. And to be honest with you too, Lisa, without overpromising, because we don't have a big, our police department is about 600 women and men. I do have other elements of the office as well, but that's the size of my police department. So I do have responsibilities in the suburbs, but when certain areas are not as violent, to be frank with you, then you have to have your priorities here. There's limited resources, and I would hope I'd be roundly criticized by people if I thought, you know, we'll just keep doing business as usual and just monitoring beats that don't have a lot of activity while it's clear we need to be at other locations. So it is a criticism that you always get in this business. But as I said, we've been very, very present in the Austin community for years. And we've also been very, very active in the Chatham community for years, too. So we've been south side, west side, south suburbs. We are constantly involved with Fort Heights, Dalton, Harvey, Robbins, and numerous other towns. So that and Maine Township, we're always fully staffed up there. We're pulling a lot of directions, and we'll continue to try to help as well as we can, but we just want people to know that we're trying to help where we're needed.
And you would know the psychology of criminals better than I do. We've only got about 45 seconds left, but just by sheer police presence, does that calm things down or eliminate some of the mobs and gangs of people who gather in that area?
Lisa, you nailed it. It absolutely does. All the data supports it. All the study supports it. Common sense supports it. And so us being more visibly present is huge. And think about it. When you see an extra Chicago police car, you don't know if that's 10 cars on the beat or 9 or 8. You see one of our cars, you realize that's very different and that's unique, and that means there's more resources there. So a lot of it has to do with that psychology part of it. You're absolutely right.
And it's going to comfort tourists, and let's face it, we need them back in the city. So thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Great. Thank you guys so much for having me on again. Take care.
Steve's got the news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.